que estén atrás de esas moneras.
No,
young man and woman, beating all your young folks there, knowing your loved ones, your father and mother, shaking hands with them, saying, "Oh, Mother, it's so good to see you again." Well, look, now comes Brother John, here comes Brother Joe here. Well, look here, are we having a good time? And way back over here, over there somewhere, you hear somebody singing, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved the by you." Run up the hill, look over, you see that little cabin over there in the corner? Brother Branham would be standing out there singing "Amazing Grace" and say, "Well, glory to God, he got home, there he is."
Thank you.
that would like to hear your refrain. God bless you. From Bethlehem's manger, this is me singing, came forth a spring. You listen to the world. On earth I long to be like Christ standing in the midst of his people. There's seven golden candlesticks reflecting his radiance.
like the sun in the middle of the sea. Here we are in 1961. We walk in this life. It's such a beautiful life.
Amen. Oh, I love you, don't you? What is it? By faith, not by wisdom.
Amen.
By faith are we saved. Is that right? Not by wisdom, not by knowledge. By my spirit, saith the Lord. Now, let them soak down into that church, that copper wire. That's a conductor. Now, aluminum wire isn't a conductor. It isn't. No, a rubber hose isn't a conductor. It's an insulator. Wood is an insulator. We don't want any insulation. We got too much of it now to make isolation. So we want conductors. Only when you believe the word of God. Now, what does the dynamo say? Ask the Father anything in my name, I'll do it. Now, what do you do? Plug in. Is that right? Just plug in. That's all you have to do. And the current comes flowing right down the line. What happens? The word starts growing. And he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. His leaves shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly is not so. The ungodly is not so. I don't say the sinner, how the ungodly. See? That's the one who claims to be is ungodly with us, you see. That's right. Ungodly is not so. They can't stand in the judgment of the righteous. No, sir. They certainly can't. So the time has come. The seed is sown. So those who are predestinated. Predestinated is the only way to... I could take Revelation 12 right now and 13 and prove to you that just those... The Bible said that just any Christ that was turned up on the earth would deceive all, A-double-L, all that was upon the face of the earth. With these denominations and creeds, he would deceive all upon the face of the earth, every one of them, except those who were predestinated before the foundation of the world. So, brother, you can't do nothing about it. Just call it amen. Oh, my, I love that. Yes, sir. Do you love him? Amen.
Will you serve him?
Amen. Do you believe him? Amen. 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 Won't you practice that a little bit around here, y'all? I like that song, don't you? Do you love him?
Amen.
Will you serve him? Amen. 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 Will you keep on going, will you? Are you plugged in this morning? Amen. Turn the switch. Amen. You got the current. Amen. Amen. Now it will grow.
Amen.
Bear fruit.
Amen.
You'll show it.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Sorry to keep you all here all this time, but I'm just having a jubilee myself. It's a wonderful time. Going to wait a moment. Let's pray now. You hear that song, please? When you're asked to give an answer. What if Jesus should come before morning? What if on your road home tonight, a drunken driver would crash into you? And the glass would fly across the arteries of your body, and you'd be bleeding to death? And you have to stand before the judgment. You'll be asked to give a reason. What the reason? What then? What then? When the great pushes on. What then? When the one that's rejecting this message tonight, you'll be asked to give a reason. What then? What then? When the great book is open, what then? When the one that's rejecting this message tonight will be asked to give a reason, what then? Won't you come?
Now, what would you do? Nothing. Believe. It's dead. It's already been done. Jesus done it when he died at the cross.
Right.
Now, real reverently, let's sing softly.
Thank you. Oh, We find many people who can't understand why we are so happy and free. We walk over Jordan to
to his name. give us the kind of glory that'll never go out. This is my story. This is my song, singing His presence all praises all the day long. Perfect submission. All is at rest. He and my Savior forever are blessed. That's it. How we love Him. Don't you love Him? Oh, how I want to see Him.
Said, tell him, I am, thank you. I am. Not I was, I will be, but I am. That's present tense. The Jews one day were standing there, drinking water and rejoicing and talking about the man of eating the wilderness, and Jesus stood in the midst of people, St. John 6, and cried. And there's a feast. And they said, well, our fathers eat man in the wilderness. And he said, they're everyone dead. He said, but I am the bread of life that comes from God out of heaven, the tree of life from the Garden of Eden, if you will. I am the bread of life from heaven. If a man eats this bread and drinks this blood, drinks my blood, eats my flesh, has everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. They said, this man blasphemes. How's he going to give us his body to you? He said, well, we know we read Moses. Moses is our prophet. We read Moses. And our fathers have said the wilderness for 40 years of manna. He said, I know that. He said, I know that, but every one of them's dead. He said, but I am the bread of life. Well, he said, well, you mean to tell me that he was a rock that was in the wilderness. He was a manna that was in the wilderness. He was a showbread in the temple. Oh, he was a water in the garden. Boy! He was the Alpha of the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Just he that was with you and shall come. He was before there was a world. He'll be where there is a world. The root and offspring of David, the morning star. The land of Valley and the rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. Both root and offspring of David. Hallelujah. Before David, in David, and after David. Boy, I created the deity of Jesus Christ. He was born in a prophet. He was born in a good man. He was God. And veiled in flesh. God in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. That's who He was. We'll get into that tonight. Who He was. That's the reason you can't have faith, because you don't know who He was. What is that you say that you saw Abraham and you're not 50 years old yet? The man wasn't but 30. His worry and his services are drawing down. He said, you're not a man over 50 years old. And you say you see Abraham who's been dead for 800 years? Listen. He said, before Abraham was, I am.
Hallelujah! I am! Jehovah!
He's Jehovah Manasseh. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's the Jehovah. All the redemptive means of Jehovah, that in him and in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. There he is. I've come down to deliver him. I'm declaring my name. Tell him that'll be in my world through all generations, that I am the I am. Not the I was or I will be, I am. The same God was there that night is here tonight. Now I'm going before you and going to stand my angel. And he's going to be in a pillar of fire. Now I'm going to stand him before you now as a pillar of fire and he'll lead you. A pillar of fire. So big, like a pillar. A pillar of fire, so go before you to lead you. The I am will be in that pillar of fire. Now, to the brand tabernacle, to you who are associated and know these truths. Did you have same pillar of fire with us tonight? You never had his picture taken down yonder and had swept across the world now? The same pillar of fire that followed Moses back there in the burning bush? What is it? The any scholar here, Garris, if I have him slopping along here with these words and things, I do know where I'm standing. I got my head screwed on right, I believe, by the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, any scholar here knows that that angel who followed the children of Israel through the wilderness was the angel of the covenant. And the angel of the covenant was Jesus Christ. Moses has seen the riches of Christ, greater treasures than all of Egypt. Is that right? Sure!
the angel of the covenant, then why is it here with us? They may say we got lost our mind, we're this, that, or a bunch of holy rollers or something. Maybe they might say it, but God himself has vindicated himself in the same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel is leading us right on today. Hallelujah! Glory to God! The same one was with Jesus Christ. That one when he stood and said to them Pharisees, this, that, and told the woman at the well where her secret sins was and so forth, is operating in our midst now. He that was, which is, and will come. Hallelujah! I love you, Bobby Marie. Glory to God! Hallelujah! All the death is gone, oh my. When I survey the wondrous cross whereon the Prince of Glory died, all my fame I count the loss. Oh, wretched. Oh, back 100 years ago, we had to get little old stables, somebody's house, a little storefront, someone who stood on the outside, the sinner's two tree down, where he made fun of all the holy rulers and the second jail and everything else. That's right. They've been beat, they've been made fun of. A little old preacher set my house today that they turned him out of the city, him and his wife to feed his babies. They'd sleep out in old blankets, wet blankets, and hang them up in the trees, run dry out of the morning, and they'd go down the railroad track picking up a grain of corn at a time, had a little skillet to beat it up with a rock, and they'd live for 12 or 14 days at a time on beet corn. My old manager, God bless his heart, old Brother Boswell, laying down in Durban, Africa tonight, praying for me to come here, lay down in Texas with his back beating to spot. When he put the cage through and everything else, when he walked with a broken wrist trying to pack his suitcase, be for preaching the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Wonder about his teachings and ghost sense of destitute and deadly places, of whom the world is not worthy to receive. The big churches made fun, pointed their fingers. They said, we were holy orders. When they built the mega cornerstone, they said they'd turn that little old thing into a garage. It's been 20 years ago, and the Holy Ghost still lives here. Hallelujah. That's right. And what they say with fanaticism and everything, kings and monarchs across the world, that's all. Great man, the healing of the powers of God has swept the world around. So now we stand millions strong. Hallelujah. One of these mornings, he's went through the creek. They said it would burn out. They said to me down here, said, oh, Billy, you lost your mind. That's all there's to it. Even my own mother-in-law said, why, that boy's gone crazy. But if I am, I'm having a wonderful time. Let me tell you something, brother. Listen to this, and I say this with respect. Hallelujah! Oh, hell, thank God. It's ordained of Jesus Christ to be so, and it will be. But on this rock, I'll build my church in the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. How? What is it? What kind of church? Flesh and blood is not revealing to thee, Peter. But my Father, which is in heaven, is revealing to you. Spiritual revelation by the Holy Ghost of the Word of God. On this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell can prevail against it. He's moving on. Now, brother, since he's been made fun of and persecuted and pushed back and everything, one of these glorious mornings, hallelujah, the great master, who stands in glory, pointing out his servants, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, not by theology, not by grammar, not by these other things, but by simple, holy, unadulterated faith in the Son of God, is what he said in his word. He's painting a picture. He's painting a picture. What is it? A Holy Ghost-filled church that he foreordained before the beginning of the world to appear in his glory. And some of these mornings, he'll sweep down to from the heavens. Hallelujah! Like a great magnet, he'll pick up that little church that's been persecuted, hanging out in the hall of fame when he goes to the sky, shining this robe of flesh out, dropping lies and sees the other, flashing fire, cast all passing through the air. Farewell, farewell, 3 hour prayer. Amen! Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. Don't know what's the matter. Just couldn't get into the presence somehow. The Holy Spirit moving, bursting out, moving over. Oh, we thank thee. Thank thee from the depths of our heart for your love and power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our humble people who in this great dark age down here in this great time of self-satisfying, oh, haughty, high-minded lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, the Spirit speaks to and in the latter times these things would be. Second Timothy 3 in your word said to be heady, high-minded, no more than somebody else. High-minded, incontinent, fierce, and despising those that are good, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. God, you spoke in that day that you'd have a little church. Say, fear not, little flock, it's your Father's good will to give you the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for ever opening my poor eyes. Me, a poor, blinded wretch, out yonder in sin, born in a sinful family and reared up over a whiskey barrel. Oh, but God, how you protected and helped and blessed and satisfied. How did I ever express my feelings to you, Lord? Oh, God, just let this be just the beginning, Lord, that I can go again to the corners of the world that were proclaiming the message of deliverance and salvation. God, check this little church like never before. May the Holy Ghost get a hold of every person here, cause them to fast and pray and lay on their face, dead eyes, screaming out, Lord, until the old-fashioned revival breaks out here, Lord, and sweeps all out through here and sends in an old-fashioned time that'll bring men and women back to God. Grandfather, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand? Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. There's a thing forever of his fading grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Tears all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Hallelujah. I looked at how long here, I remember an old man used to sit there when I'd be preaching them messages, cry and wipe the tears out of his eyes and put his arms around me. Some bright day I'll go and see him. Look over there and see another one who sat yonder, an old Sister Weber. I remember those different ones, and Sister Snelling used to sing in a choir, a little red-headed Brother George sat back there. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! They're carried away yonder in the bosom. Hallelujah! Sealed in the kingdom of God. I watched him when he went. I seen little Brother George going there. He kept looking through the door. He's going, he said, where is, what's going on? Praying for his little nephew tonight. He's sick. And then he looked down there and he kept, they said he's watching for Brother Bill. He wasn't watching for me. First thing he returned, he said, oh, geez. He said, oh, Jesus, I knew you would come after me. Reached out his hands and died. Well, God, hallelujah. Home, I, let's go home. You love him. I wonder if there's a man or woman in here say, I'd like to know him in the fullness of his power of his resurrection. Raise your hand. God bless you, lady. God bless you. God bless you. You wonder why I'm waiting on this altar call. I have a reason for it. All right, raise your hand. I'd like to know him in the power of his resurrection. But our resurrected power, brother, I don't mean something you have to dig and pull and try. I mean just throw yourself loose and God done set you away yonder somewhere. Where it's just such a pleasure to live for him. There's nothing, you know. Why, the other things are just as dead as it's 12 o'clock, see? Nothing, no desire at all, no condemnation to them that's in Christ Jesus. My, those old things of the world, you don't have to quit them. You don't need nothing to quit. They just quit you. You're just a sinner's not there anymore. It just goes away. Amen. How many of the Lord say amen?
Amen.
That's amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. I got a horse racing every day up on Sunday. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
It's this good old-fashioned Holy Ghost religion. It's grace that taught my heart to fear. It's grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first did yesterday. Oh, my. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we'll have no less days to sing his praise than when we first began.
Amen.
Oh, my. Too many dangers, toils, and snares. I have already come. It's grace that taught me or brought me faith thus far. It's grace that'll carry me on.
Amen.
Oh, my. I'll sing old time religion for you if you want me to. Sing the verse. I'll sing the verse, you sing the chorus then. It is the old time Holy Spirit. And the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it. But it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. And it's good enough for me.
It will do when I am dying. It will make you stop your lying. It will start the devil flying. And it's good.
Good on our party. Give that old time religion. Give that old time religion. Give that old time religion. And it's good on our party. It's so good I won't know other. For it makes me love my brother. Hey, it brings things to undercover. And it's good on our party. Give that old time religion. Give that old time religion.
Together before we go to the Word. This is so that we know God, just a little dedication. Did you ever hear this little song? He careth for you through sunshine and sorrow. He careth for you. He careth for you. That you'll let the people see that God loves and cares. And it was not me that did that, Lord. It was vindicated that it was the truth. So I pray, dear God, that your love will always remain among the people. Tonight, to have to separate at this meeting and go to our different homes, it kind of pulls some deep, Lord. I pray that you'll bless people.
Well,